translation. By rendering devotional service unto the personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from the world.
Dharma, mediators, both angels, are my officials, ourselves. Dharma is the life of human beings. There are different types of dharma. Not that, as some Rakshas say, that all dharma are equal. No. According to quality, there are three qualities, three modes of material nature. So, one which attached to the lowest quality, ignorance. His dharma is different from the person who is in the highest level of goodness. Therefore, there are Brahmana dharma, Kshatriya dharma, Vaishya dharma, and Shudra dharma. So, what is Shudra dharma? That is not Brahmana dharma. Because Shudra cannot execute the dharma of the Brahman. And the Brahmana also cannot come down to the status of Shudra. These are very simple. Therefore, in the Vedic society, there are these, this class of men, Brahmana, this class of men, Kshatriya, this class of men, and Vaishya, everything, their qualities and their activities are mentioned in the Bhagavad Gita. The deed of Palayam, Mr. of Avancha, just like. Seven qualities for the Kshatriya, nine qualities for the Brahmana, three qualities for the Vaishya, and one quality for the Shudra. But the ultimate goal of life is to attain bhakti yoga. Therefore, in this verse, it is said, Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayer. Janayati Asu Vairasam Jnanam Sadhana Vipadam. So, as you know, these are principles, means gradually
Prabhupada,
that we see over some roles, to get out of the dust. Similarly, dusty, heavy system of being is completely soiled and not told you that it was wrong. For all these masaranas around, Master of the world, they are very massive. That is meant for Parupaka. All other dharmas, any dharma, they execute dharma for personal benefit. This man and Christian, they pray to God, everyone, not only Christian, Hindu, Muslim, they go to God to pray something for personal gain. Gopāt, Vivāsā, very blessed. So, the same prayer is offered by everyone at a different table. So, in the calculation of Śrīmad Bhāgavatam, that system of karma, which is meant for self-gratification, personal interest, that is called Koidavar, seeking. Seeking, Dharma Sursita Koidavatra, in this connection, Siddhartani has commented, Atra Mokhavan Shauti Niyasam. Those who are aspiring after liberation, that is also rejected. One, there are so many great saintly persons, jainis, philosophers, they are trying to get liberation, and it is cheating. Yes, it is cheating. But they say, Koitama, sitting, has three commentators, like Siddhartani, he also gives his confirmation that Atu Mokhavanta, that is sitting. Why? Sitting, that is explained by Kaviraj Goswami in his Chaitanya Charita. Kaviraj Goswami says, Mukti Mukti Siddhi Kani Sapali Vatani. Krishna Vatna Nishtam Hatay Kani. So, Mukti Mukti Siddhi, Mukti means learning. Those who are aspiring after being invited to the highest planetary system, Sarvaloka, or has status of life, that is called bhakti. And mukti is jnani, nirbhed brahmana santa, just to become merged into the existence of the ultimate brahma. That is called jnani, or mukti. Bhakti-kāra, and siddhi-kāra means the yogi. They are aspiring after so many material opulences. So, because they are demanding something, aspiring something for self gratification, therefore that is cheap. That is not it. Bhukti mukti siddhi karani sapali asan. Asan ka, if you have got some intention to cheat others, then he is reckless. Asan. But if you are simple, plain, then there is no asan. There is shanti. But we are after shanti. We are not for asanti. Therefore, the previous verse, it has been explained, Jayatma Suprasidati, Jinaatma Suprasidati. What is that? Samayipurudam parodhanam jato bhakti radhukhari. Unless you come to the platform of bhakti, devotional service, there is no question of shanti, Sandarpari. After all, everyone is entering after shanti. So, if for achieving shanti, you follow some path which is full of shanti, how can you get shanti? Therefore, Bhagavad says, dharma purjita puritamo. I'm searching after shanti, but I'm accepting for karma. Karma, ordinary karma. A person is working hard day and night, going here and there, very shanti. But because he is a fool, therefore, working very hard, when he gets some money, he thinks it is shanti. He thinks it is shanti. But it is not shanti, because to get that money, he has to undergo so much of shanti. But because they are saturated, the modern civilization, they want shanti, that is, somebody is chanting or is engaged in bhakti yoga, they do not like it. They say they are escaping. So, after shanti, when one wants shanti, as it is described in the previous verse, samayi punsan paro dharma yato bhakti adhukkhan. You can execute any type of religious system, it does not matter. If it is leading you to the ultimate goal of life, bhakti, that's your success. Why? The next verse says, bhakti bhagavati bhakti yoga prayoga. Bhakti yoga is adhokhaja. In the previous verse it has been explained, adhokhaja. And we are adhokhaja. Adhokhaja means that you cannot realize by your self-perception. It's called adhokhaja. Now, we have got our senses. If it is beyond our senses, then we become disappointed. So we have got our senses. Everything is realized by our senses. And the absolute truth has to be understood done by some method which is beyond our senses. That means beyond our senses, the method of the system of leaders, beyond our senses means bhakti. Just to clear it. Bhakti yoga is not sense activity. Bhakti yoga is transcendental activity. Beyond senses. Beyond the three gunas, three modes of materialism that is expressed by Krishna himself in the Bhagavad Gita. There also the same word I can use. Bhakti Yoga. Abhyankarini Bhakti Yoga. Not Vaidikari. Vaidikari and Abhyankari. There are different types of according to the first. Abhyankarini means just to the point. As it is described by the authority, let's say Rupa Goswami, he describes the Bhakti Yoga. Pannavilasita sundram, jnana dharma ganasitam, anukulina krishnanusundaram, Bhakti Yoga. So, this is a very challenging book. Without any adulteration. There are so-called bhakti yoga. They are not bhakti yoga. Someone is thinking that by executing bhakti yoga, I can become merged into the body of the Supreme. There are many. Superficially, they appear to be bhakti yogi. But at heart, they are with great Brahmanakar. They clearly say also. Shankar is more and Chaitanya's more. When you adore the process of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that means chanting Hare Krishna mantra. But ultimately, if we accept the opinion of Shankar, Sankaracharya means Nidhe Brahmanasattva, to become one with the Absolute. This is Sankaracharya. When we are liberated, there is no more distinction between the Absolute and myself. Both of us will become one. But this is the Mahabharata. But Chaitanya philosophy is different. Chaitanya philosophy is stated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Sikhastra. Nabhanana jananda sundarin kavitanagma jarubi patam. Mama janmani janmani ishkare bhavatar bhakti rabhi suti. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Nabhanana jananda. Dhanam, we said, dhanam means manpower. Sankavitanma jagadhi satam. Kavitan, night, wife. So, this means that it is not common yet. The next time he said, mama janmani janmani. Prophecy is to stop birth and merge into the existence of death. So, for Jnani there is no question of Janma. Of course, the bhakta, they also do not say, but again, Tapsari Ham Punam Janmane. But, they get their birth in the spiritual world. But the journey is, they freeze their any kind of birth as a material or spiritual. That is it. So all these definitions, Shuddha Bhakti, Abhyankarini Bhakti, Jnana Karmana Abhidham, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Rupa Goswami is calling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's footprint. Therefore, Shuddha Bhakti. Shuddha Bhakti of Vaidikarini Bhakti is defined here. what is explained in the Bhagavad Gita, Mahārāja Vyāsācārya Bhakti Śrīmad Bhāgavatam Sagunāna Samutitvaitān Brahma Pūjāyavar. Anyone who is engaged in pure devotional service under the lotus feet of Vāsudeva Krishna, he is already liberated. He doesn't require liberation. He is already liberated. How he can become liberated? He has not studied Vedanta. He has no traditional knowledge. He sees as an illiterate. He cannot read, write. What kind of liberation he has got? The question is. But because such questions are raised by atheist philosophers, we cannot understand how a so-called illiterate man also elevates himself to his highest platform of knowledge. That is explained here. Chalayati asu paridantam jnanamcha. Do not think that a devotee who is on the unadulterated platform of devotional service can remain without knowledge. He is full of knowledge. How he becomes full of knowledge? Yes. That is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Sitham evam tam partham aham abhyananam tamam nasayani jnano divino bhartata. So Krishna says to my devotees, Sitham sarva-yuktanam bhajatam priti-pūrvakam. Those who are engaged 24 hours in unadulterated devotional service to the Lord, buddhi yogam dadamikam, I give them interview. How we can go back to home, back to God? Why did he katrita nevanu kampa, a special favor for this person who are 24 hours and days in devotional service under the direction of Bhagavata? You cannot become a pure, perfect devotee unless you are directed by another pure, unadulterated devotee, even from Prabhupada. So, Dr. Rupa Goswami has mentioned in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Aru Gurbhatra, you have to find out. You have to take shelter, not find out. You have to take shelter. That is the beginning. Aru Gurbhatra, Sadhana Pichya. Then you have to inquire. About pure devotional service. That is Sadhana. Sadhana Pichya. Sādhu mārgānu gavaram sattharma vidhya. To learn something about devotional service. But the devotional service should be executed by following Mahāyana. Mahāyana dīna dadar sarvanta. Therefore we are rūpānuga. We follow the footsteps of Sri Rūpa Goswāmī Sanātana Buddha. Sādhu mārgānu gavaram. Rātanda Thāsu says, Sādhu Khāstra Guru Bhakta Sīnate Koriya Huipu. You must learn from Guru, from Shastra, what is actually pure devotional service. That's why Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. One should read thoroughly the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu to understand the science of devotion. Sadhu Shastra. And this Shastra means it is enunciated by Sadhu, Rupa Goswami. You cannot read anyone's book. He is an approved Sadhu. You can read his book. Then you will be very good. If you read her thoughts, then you will understand. Sadhu means he gives quotation from Sadhu. Authorized Sadhu. He is Sadhu. Sadhu will not give anything manufactured by. No. He is not Sadhu. Sadhu means whatever he speaks, immediately he will give evidence from the Sadhu. Sadhu is Sadhu's Guru. And Guru means who is following Sadhu and Sadhu. The Guru who does not follow Sadhu and Sadhu, who does not follow the Guru Sadhu, does not follow Sadhu in Nyantar. Sadhu in Nyantar says that if one wants to become leader, if one is the spiritual leader or political leader or Brahmana, he must give up four principles of sinful life. He is the self-life, intoxication, gambling, and meat eating. Must give up. This is called Sadhu Margam Gauranga. If you don't follow these principles, then how you are calling Sadhu? If you are intoxicated, if you are fond of smoking, drinking, daya, beer, wine, and even chewing pan, pan is also intoxicated. Drinking tea, these are all intoxicated. So if you are addicted to this habit, how can you serve? Sadhu Margam Gauranga. If one therefore engages himself Vasudeva Bhagavati, Bhakti Yoga, Vasudeva Bhagavati, then you have to follow the devotees of Vasudeva. But we cannot from Guru Maiva Vidarche. Guru, who requires a Guru? Jigyasu Seva Uttamam. Is inquisitive to learn about the transcendental science, he requires a Guru. It is not a contract that we keep a Guru. That's like sometimes we keep a dog. Yes. Don't respect pet dogs, pet cats. So, that is for myself that is here. Guru might be the Guru, form and Guru. And Guru wants some money from you. Then, Guru, Krishna says, my dear Guru, if I do not eat meat and fish, my health will fail. All right, I order you, under my order, then. This kind of compromise is not there. That is not good. The Guru thinks that if I say, don't eat me, then this has to be well, and there is no chance of getting money from me. That kind of compromise is not required. And nobody requires to have a Guru if he has got that attitude. Guru, accept Guru means he must surrender. Kami Pani Sodhya, Brahmanisham, Tadvijyanasnusa Gurumiva, Seth, Sodhyam Brahmanisham, wants to surrender. Tadvijdi Pranipati, you know, Bhagavad Gita says, that you learn from Guru, by Pranipati, thoroughness. See, the whole system is thoroughness. So, Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga plays the tenets. In order to enter into Bhakti Yoga, one has to, first of all, thoroughness. See, bona fide spiritual master. Haro Buddha. This is the beginning of Bhakti. You must be Shabdi Parishanistam. Shabdi means Santa Brahma, Vedic knowledge. He must be deep into the Vedic knowledge. Shabdi Parisham. And in devotional spirit, Shabdi Parishanistam. Brahmani Upasamastra, and accepting the Supreme Brahma, Parabrahma, as the ultimate goal of life. Not he has not any other goal of life. These are the signs of Guru. So, I think Vasudeva Bhakti means perfection of life. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prerita. If we execute pure devotional service as the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then Jayati Asu Bhujar. This is the state of Bhakti. Jayati Asu Bhujar. The man is tasting how much he has advanced in Bhakti Yoga by his detachment from material enjoyment. If one is attached to self-enjoyment, at the same time he poses himself as a great devotee, that cannot go. Besides, if you are eating something, then there will be no hunger. A man is hungry so long he does not eat something. So, if you say, yes, I have eaten so much, and still I am feeling hungry, that's all right. Actually, if you have eaten, then you must not feel hungry. Similarly, if you are actually thirsty, bhakti yoga, then there will be no more material attack. This is the best. Speaking a big block on the forehead and thinking within all of it, how to get money, how to get over. That kind of, there is no more hunger of these materials in this place at the moment of money. That is the case. That pure bhakti yoga can be attained only by executing devotional service to Vasudeva. Otherwise, Vasudeva Bhagavati bhakti yoga prayer, generally asked Vaidyasa. Without Vaidyasa, there is no question of liberation. Of course, a devotee is not hankering after liberation. Why he should hanker? As soon as he is a pure devotee of Vasudeva, he is already liberated. Already liberated. Marga Bhari Kari Bhakti Yogina Jati Bhakti Sagunana Samasitta Itana Brahma Bhuyara Tantra Brahma Bhuyara. At present moment, in our conditional state, we are Jiva Bhuta. And when we become actually situated in our spiritual, that form, that is called Brahma, Brahma Bhuta Prasanna, Manasasu Sri Naka, everything is great. So, Bhakti Yoga means detachment and knowledge. Somebody thinks like that foolishly, And bhaktas are generally poor and absent, and therefore they take to bhakti. But actually that is not bhakti yoga. Once he has taken to bhakti yoga, he cannot be poor and absent. He must be very large. Sarameva Surasana. How he becomes planet? That's Sarameva Surasana. Everything becomes revealed. Krishna revealed. Nagramyasma, Sarasana, Parishya, Gyanam, Vijayana, Vajra. If one is pure devotee, then Krishna from within, he will give knowledge. If Krishna, just like Krishna is giving knowledge to Arjuna, he is a Griyotra, he is a soldier, he is not even a Brahmin. But who can be greater man of knowledge than Arjuna? Because he is directly receiving from Krishna. And who can be greater teacher than Krishna? So Krishna says that if you are engaged, then the path in devotional service. Then, Krishna says how within he will give all knowledge. Therefore, Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayodhya. If you actually engage in the devotional service of Vasudeva, then Jnana and Vairagya automatically becomes the bigger. Thank you.
A compromising spiritual master like a dog, are these people considered to be more unfortunate than the people who have no desire for spiritual life because they are making just some artificial shit?
According to Vishwapurita, they are more thankful. Because they are keeping the soul of spiritual master, like, within, thereby it is so they are more unfortunate.
Because they are pretending?
Yes. Those are not pretending, simple. Ignorant. They are not unfortunate. But those are pretending, they are more unfortunate.
Where is the sloka? What scripture is that from? Is it Sat Brahma Bhuta?
It is.
Bhagavad Gita.